This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining me today. We are at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Super easy to get to, and it's a great spot. We already have a lot of people here, but you still have time. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. You can stop by and grab some food and say hi to Howie. He will also be here, and he's here right now. And we're just going to have a really great afternoon. Just an update. So Biden has officially met with the Saudi prince. He did fist bump him, so I guess they're moving on past the pariah state comments from the past. And something else happened, though. He was greeted by the Palestinian Authority's honor guard, and they played the national anthem for Joe Biden. And this national anthem is going viral, but not for the right reasons. Some people think it sounded a little pitchy. And I had asked Jared to pull the sound so we could all decide together. Do we think this was a purposeful butchering of the national anthem, or do we think this was their best effort? Jared, let's hear it. Yeah, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like a high school marching band. Or it sounds like when you go to see your kids and they just learned how to play an instrument and you're recording it and you're thinking, I'm going to delete this as soon as my phone needs more space. As soon as I get that message about the gigabytes, this video is going in the trash. But maybe that's just how they play. I don't know. I've seen people say on social media, oh no, they're actually really good. So maybe they're just good when they want to play the song. All right, but on a totally separate note here, I would like to do one of my favorite segments on this Friday, which is Journalism in the News, where we take a look at what the media is up to. We have a lot of great cuts today to reference. So Jared, let's hear it.
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change their reporting and they had to apologize and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
News.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking yesterday, I hadn't heard anything from Brian Stelter recently. I didn't know if he went on vacation or what. So I went to his Twitter feed and it was really eye-opening to see that he and other journalists are tweeting nonstop about the J6 committee hearings. Like, you don't see any cuts on his Twitter of Joe Biden comparing plights of certain groups of people. You don't see any of that. All you see is J6, 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 bombshell, bombshell, bombshell. And it makes sense that all of these people's ratings are in the toilet. Now, when we're talking about ratings at CNN, we should also mention Don Lemon. I don't know if people heard this, but Don Lemon had a little bit of a conniption on the air. He was talking about Republicans and how we cover Republicans in media. And if you guys haven't been following at CNN, there's a new boss at CNN, Chris Licht. And he doesn't want them to be as hyper-partisan. He wants them to be a little bit more down the middle and try That's to cover truth. Things a little bit more fairly. Now, some people are adjusting to that. Don Lemon is not taking it well. He does not want to have to cover Republicans fairly. So let's take a listen to what Don Lemon had to say. Cut 16.
We sit around and we talk about these things and we want to give this false equivalence to Democrats and Republicans. That is not where we are right now. Republicans are doing something that is very dangerous to our society. And we have to acknowledge that. We have to acknowledge that as Americans. We must acknowledge that as journalists. Because if we don't, we're not doing our jobs. We cannot sit here and pretend like, well, yeah, Republicans, it's a cut them a break. Let's we want to hear whatever. They have a lot to answer for in this moment. A lot to answer for what happened with the former president of the United States. Why they allowed his antics to go on for so long. Why he is not accountable. Why they go along with it and don't say anything. They've got to answer for that. Why they are, whether you agree with abortion rights or not, why they have taken back a right that was what the, you know, that was granted to American women for 50 years. They have to answer for those questions. If they come here on CNN, they must answer for that. If they go on MSNBC, they must answer for that. If they go on ABC, they must answer for that. And they cannot expect to be coddled when they go on to a news organization or if they step in front of a crowd of supporters. And so, or of voters, or of Americans. So we've got to be, so we have a former member of the Oath Keepers.
Okay. I've heard enough. I have so many things to say about that sound cut. First of all, you notice how vague he is? They have to answer for how we let the elected president of the United States make America great again. And things were actually looking pretty good for a while. That's what we have to answer for, according to Don Lemon. It's absolutely ridiculous. And the reason I wanted to bring it up is because I was listening to a podcast today, and Ari Fleischer was on there, and he was talking about this new Axios study that came out that shows that college-educated women are the only group where Democrats are seeing more support than in the past. Like, they're losing support with Hispanics, they're losing support with Black voters, but they're gaining support with college-educated people. And this was a quote here from Fleischer. He says, there's a study I found, an actual study, a poll that says the only group of Americans who think the mainstream media understand them are college-educated Democrats. And this just got me thinking about the value of an education now. Because in Axios, it says, it's a once-in-a-generation political realignment. One of the most notable points of data shows that Democrats are statistically tied with Republicans and congressional ballots when it comes to the Hispanic vote. Now, the metric becomes more shocking when turning the page back to 2018, when the Democratic Party held a 47-point advantage with Hispanics in the midterms. Also noticeable in an April NBC News poll, which showed Democrats losing ground in every demographic besides college-educated women, where they gained 10 points since 2010. Now, we have in this White House not just college-educated. These people in the White House are the best and the brightest. They're Ivy League graduates. They are brilliant, brilliant people. I bet their IQs are much higher than mine, and look where it got us. So it makes sense that the only group that's still buying into the Democrat BS are college-educated people. Because you can teach people a lot, but it doesn't mean they're going to have any common sense. 844-500-4242. We still got a lot to cover. We'll take your calls when we come back. And I want to tell you about something really exciting here, which is Omaha Steaks. If you haven't checked out Omaha Steaks, you should. You've been hearing me talk about it for a while. And they're seriously the best steaks I've ever had. Now, with summer here, no backyard cookout is complete without Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter Grace into the search bar. You'll get a special price on the all-American assortment and a tasty bonus. You'll get 8 ultra-juicy Omaha Steak burgers for free. The All-American assortment includes 16 mouthwatering entrees with four famously fork-tender, double-trimmed butcher's cut filet mignons, four pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, plus so much more. There's a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks since 1917. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, the tenderness, and the value of Omaha Steaks. Order the All-American assortment and fill your freezer with enough gourmet food to keep your cookouts going strong all summer long. And don't forget, for a limited time, my listeners get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers when they order the All-American assortment. Visit omahasteaks.com and type keyword Grace into the search bar. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword Grace. We will be right back with more. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Thank you all so much for joining me. We are here at the 110 Grill in Plymouth, and you can stop on by and say hello. Howie and I will be here until 6 o'clock. Yes, we will be doing Police Blotter Facts Friday here at the 110 Grill. We're going to have a really fun day today. And joining us now from the 110 Grill is Steve. Steve, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming on. Steve, the first thing I want to ask you about is patio season, because it is here and people want to get outside. A lot of people enjoy eating outside now because after the pandemic, they got used to eating outside and they kind of like it. Tell us a little bit about the patios at 110 Grill.
Sure, absolutely. So we have patios at every one of our 110 Grills, and specifically the one here in Plymouth is absolutely gorgeous. Plenty of umbrellas, a fire pit for the evening for if it does get a little chilly outside. It's absolutely spectacular outside.
It really is, and your menus make it even better. Specifically, your cocktail menus make sitting outside perfect. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So we actually just rolled out our new seasonal signature cocktail menu. A couple items on there that I personally appreciate and love are the Pink Derby. Almost tastes exactly like pink lemonade. Phenomenal, super refreshing. The Ghost of Caribbean is actually my personal favorite. It is some tequila with mango, but the tequila that we use is a spicy habanero tequila. Unbelievable. Spicy, sweet. It's fantastic.
I love a good cocktail, and I've had a cocktail at 110 Grill, and they really are great. Now, let's get a little bit to the menu here. I know that you guys have such a great menu. If anyone's gluten-free, you have all of those options. But what are some of the favorites, especially in the summertime?
Certainly. So, absolutely, 100% of our menu can be made gluten-free. And some of the things that I personally like are our chicken pesto pasta. Absolutely phenomenal. We have gluten-free pasta to go along with that as well. You can do our shrimp scampi. That's a little lighter for the season as well. Plenty of salads on the menu that can occupy any taste buds. They're fantastic.
And I just had a cheeseburger here, and I have to say, it's one of the best cheeseburgers I've ever had. I get it every time. I always say to myself, I'm going to branch out. I'm going to try something new. And then I get a cheeseburger because I just can't resist. It's that good.
Right. They are fantastic. It is a choice ground beef. They all are certified Angus beef as well. So, and then you can add anything, any kind of cheese that we have, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickle, avocado, bacon.
I always get the sweet potato fries too. And it's partially because I really like the sweet potato fries here, but it's also because Howie doesn't like sweet potato fries, and then I don't have the risk of him trying to steal any of my food.
That's a great thought, actually. I should think about that with my fiance.
It's a strategy. It's definitely a strategy. Steve, thank you so much for coming on the show. And just one last question. If people have a sweet tooth, are there desserts at 110 Grill?
There absolutely are. So we do have a gluten-free option for almost everything as well. We have the key lime pie, coconut key lime pie. That is phenomenal. The lemon beignets are out of this world. That's a new feature for us as well. They are absolutely out of this world.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Everyone, come visit us at the 110 Grill. I just got a cheeseburger, but I might be getting one of those desserts because beignets sound really good right about now. 844-500-4242. We have so much to get to today. 207 says, most of the college educated are communists. Well, we don't want to paint with that broad of a brush, but I do think that there is definitely a reason why Democrats are losing voters everywhere else, and except for with college educated people, and specifically college educated women. That was one of my favorite things that happened a few weeks ago. Tucker Carlson was being interviewed at this event, and he was asked by this New York Times reporter if he's racist, and he said, no, and in fact, I don't have any problem with black people. Liberal white women are the people that drive me the craziest. And it was really funny because I think he was calling out the Karens in most communities. 844-500-4242. But this is just a problem now that we're seeing in our media where they don't want to treat Republicans fairly at all. And it doesn't really matter anymore because Republicans aren't going on those programs, nor should they. I used to think like, oh, if you get invited onto CNN, right, you should take the opportunity to go on there and make your case. I don't believe that anymore because they never give you a fair shot. They're never going to cover it honestly. They're going to cut you off. They're going to clip it the way they want to clip it. So I don't really blame people for just saying, I don't need to talk to you. And so now you have Don Lemon, and he's all upset that Republicans aren't being treated as dangerous. He thinks that Republicans should be treated dangerously. And Malcolm Nance was on MSNBC, and listen to what he had to say. This is cut 23.
So we are well on to our way to a multi-year campaign. We're already 2 years into this campaign where we will may have to fight they in my title, and the they in my title who want to kill Americans are your neighbors.
Jared, can you run a very... What is the context in which he's saying that? Your neighbors want to kill you?
Yes, he wrote a book about the Trump insurrection, I believe it is what he said. And part of it was that your MAGA neighbors want to kill you. And Trumpism is everywhere, and evil, vicious, Republican, blah, 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 to quote Greta.
It is so dishonest.
By the way, is Mercenary Malcolm still in Ukraine? Like, where was he calling from?
I was going to ask. The last time I saw Malcolm Nance, he was in Ukraine. And what was he doing, Jared? He was trying to tell us that something was happening there, but it actually wasn't?
Yeah, he apparently, I don't know if he officially joined, but he joined the fight with the Ukrainians. And then he put out a video of himself identifying missile fire or something like that and holding a gun incorrectly.
And like that rendition of the national anthem, it went viral for all the wrong reasons. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The 3-pack is back. The 3-pack is a great value. And the top 3 uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Will Biden quote Irish poetry to the Saudi prince?
Yeah, I almost think he will because he was at a hospital in East Jerusalem and he brought up Ireland and Irish quotes and Irish poets like 3 or 4 times. So there's no logic to any of this. He just seems to like to quote Irish poets.
67% of the audience believes yes, he will, while 33% say no.
The New York Times has a new story out where they're upset that people aren't fearful enough about the 6th wave of COVID. They're confused as to why, quote, few seem inclined to get themselves into high alert mode again, end quote. Now why, and this is from the New York Post, they say, now why might that be? So the New York Times is perplexed and kind of annoyed that people are getting back to real life and that people aren't easily brought back to you know, the pandemic mentality. 844-500-4242. We'll take more of your calls and we'll play some of our Massachusetts politicians when we come back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
The Fauci Ouchie.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. The number, if you want to weigh in, is 844-500-4242. We are here at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. It's a really big Southie crowd here today. A lot of people knew my parents. They know my parents. They're stopping by and saying hello. And if you want to come by, we'll be here till 6 o'clock, so you still have plenty of time. There was a story that was circulating a lot this week and last week, and the president referenced it at one point during a press conference. Not a press conference. That implies that he was taking questions during a teleprompter address, I should say. And that was about a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio, and it does turn out that that story is true, according to reports. And I just wanted to give you a kind of a bizarre update on this. The mother of the 10-year-old from Ohio told Telemundo that her daughter is fine and that, quote, everything they are saying against him is a lie. And that would be against the illegal alien who allegedly raped her daughter. So I don't really have much more to say on this. It's a bizarre update, but it's all over the news right now. And I think it's on the cover of, at least on the website, it's on the cover of the New York Post. So I just wanted to give everyone that update. And there's a lot of these hearings going on about abortion right now. And they have, I think, two bills that they're trying to pass to codify, in essence, Roe versus Wade. There's very little chance these bills are going to go anywhere. But what it does is it keeps the theater of these hearings in the news, and for both sides. And Ayanna Pressley was talking to Erin Morrow Hawley. And what they do is they'll have, like we saw the other day, they had that Berkeley professor who was there to talk about how, you know, abortions, she's very pro-abortion. And she was the one who accused Josh Hawley of being transphobic for asking if only men can, if men can get pregnant. And then what the Republicans do is they'll have a person come up and explain why they're pro-life. Now, Ayanna Pressley, she's our very own here in Massachusetts, our very own representative. She was asking Erin Morrow Hawley about abortions, and I don't think she made the point that she was trying to make, because this woman actually kind of took her to school. Let's have cut 21.
Ms. Hawley, please state for the record, when an ectopic pregnancy ruptures, what are the chances that it can be carried to term?
My understanding is that when an ectopic pregnancy ruptures is a life-threatening condition. That's why the treatment for an ectopic pregnancy is an abortion.
I'm sorry, reclaiming my time here. Again, could you just answer the question? When an ectopic pregnancy ruptures, what are the chances that it can be safely carried to term? And you know what, just to make this even clearer, I'm looking for a number between 0 to 100. Can you give me a percentage?
Sure, I believe zero ectopic pregnancies, even those that do not rupture, have a chance of successfully being carried to term. That's why the treatment for them is not an abortion.
Now, this woman is keeping her cool, and I want you all to take note of how Ayanna Pressley is asking her these questions. I've heard all of these sound cuts over the past 8 years. I've just been in a green room listening to these kind of hearings, watching C-SPAN ad nauseum. And I'll never get over the condescension and the smugness that Democrats, in the way Democrats speak to people who they disagree with. Because there's no honest conversation happening. You can hear it in her voice from the second that she takes that microphone. If she thinks she's smarter than this woman, and she's going to make this woman look stupid, and she's going to make this woman look evil. And this woman is answering honestly. And she's good. And she knows what she's talking about. But you can hear right when you tune in how much disdain Ayanna Pressley has for this woman. And why? Let's really think about why. Because this woman's pro-life. that is now the reason to treat someone like that and to talk to someone like that. And it gets worse. Let's listen to the next cut. This is cut 22.
Reclaiming my time. It seems that there is a deficit in your understanding of reproductive health. In fact, I want the record to reflect that according to the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, treatment for ectopic pregnancy requires ending a non-viable pregnancy. Now, let's turn...
That, with respect, ma'am, that's not an abortion.
This is my time. I asked you the question, you answered, and I'm now providing you with the accurate information from medical experts. My question was, when an ectopic pregnancy ruptures, what are the chances it can be safely carried to term? The answer is 0%.
I answered that correctly.
Further, when it comes to one's accurate understanding of reproductive health and abortion care with an ectopic pregnancy, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists says, quote, treatment for ectopic pregnancy requires ending a non-viable pregnancy. This is my time. End quote.
That is
so now I'm going to turn to the real experts.
Wow, how insulting. Now I'm going to turn to the real experts because you have a deficit of knowledge on this topic, even though your answer was correct, which I'm now reading back to you. You can tell that with a lot of these hearings, they have a script and they refuse to veer from the script. It's not an understanding of the topic. It's, I have these points that I'm going to make and I'm going to go viral and I'm going to grandstand. But when they get an answer that they didn't account for, they just keep reading the same script and they end up playing themselves. Like, congratulations, Ayanna, you just made yourself look ridiculous. And I also want to make a note here of how dangerous it is to try to use these examples of ectopic pregnancies as a reason, try to lump those in with like the above 90% of abortions that are just chosen because the person wants to have an abortion. It has nothing to do with a medical necessity. Now, however you feel about abortion, to try to use that and say that that's an abortion and that's why we need this, when this woman is saying that's not an abortion, if the life is not viable and it's a medical procedure, then that does not fall under the umbrella of abortion. And Ayanna Pressley just clearly doesn't want to hear it. 844-500-4242. It's the way we talk to each other nowadays that really blows my mind. And here's another thing. This is Representative Mary Gay Scanlon, and she's from Pennsylvania. And she's talking about crisis pregnancy centers, which, according to the left now, crisis pregnancy centers are like the worst thing in the world. Planned Parenthood, good. Crisis pregnancy centers, evil. Let's have cut 17, Jared.
First challenge, just one of the misleading talking points that our colleagues across the aisle and their witnesses have been pushing today, that the existence of pregnancy crisis care centers is somehow evidence that the anti-abortion movement actually cares about mothers and families. It's just not true. In fact, these crisis pregnancy centers are a well-funded arm of the anti-abortion movement that advances their agenda by using deceptive and coercive tactics and medical disinformation to target low-income people facing unintended pregnancies to prevent them from accessing abortion and contraception. These crisis pregnancy centers, which actually outnumber abortion clinics, often misleadingly present themselves as providing medical services when they're not licensed to do so and therefore are not bound by the privacy laws that govern medical providers. And in fact, these anti-abortion...
Jared, pause it there. I find it amazing, the language and how the left has a really good... you know that expression, the left can't meme? They might not be able to meme, but they have great control of the narrative and the language. Because just listen to that. Rather than say pro-life, what does she call people who disagree with abortion? She calls them anti-abortion. But when you talk about someone who's pro-abortion, what do you have to call them? Pro-choice. You don't hear people saying pro-abortion. I say it on my show because we should all just be honest with ourselves about what sides people are on here. But she calls people who don't want a woman to get an abortion and want her to have access to a crisis pregnancy center anti-abortion. It's an interesting, it seems like a small thing, but it's definitely not. Just an update here. President Biden is meeting with the Saudi prince, and I can't believe I'm about to say this, but Peter Alexander from NBC, of all people, was the one to ask the question that's on everybody's mind. Jared, can I have the sound?
Jamal Khashoggi, will you apologize to his family, sir?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. President Biden, is Saudi Arabia still you guys?
Was that really Peter Alexander?
He tweeted out that he asked it, yeah.
President Biden, is Saudi Arabia still a pariah? Well, he's fist bumping with them, and he's probably regaling them with tales of his Irish ancestry, so I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they're okay now. 844-500-4242. We will be back with more of your calls and more sound. Come and see us at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. We're having a great time. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack is back. We get asked all the time, does it really work? The answer is yes. Jared, tell everyone why you love the Eden Pure Thunderstorm.
Well, it's great if you want to get rid of odors from, you know, fish that you microwave at work or your boss microwaves at work, or if you like Indian food. It gets rid of the odors in the kitchen. But I really like it because it's helped me with my seasonal allergies, which last the entire year. Because what the thunderstorm does is it actually purifies the air. That's why it's called the air purifier. It sends out ions that ionize the air, and it creates a super oxygen, which eliminates any odors in the air. It also eliminates allergens and pollutants, and it gives you that clean, fresh air that you want to be breathing.
Yeah, so get the 3-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word GRACE3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word GRACE3. Shipping is free. Make sure you get on that today. We will be back after the break with your calls. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. She's a master thespian, trained in the art of performance.
These pretzels are making me thirsty!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We are here at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Come on and visit us. We've got books, we've got t-shirts, and we've got great food. So make sure you swing on by. The number is 844-500-4242. Really sad news yesterday about Ivana Trump. She passed away, 73 years old. The former wife of Donald Trump, his ex-wife, she had a really funny cameo in the First Wives Club. And I saw a lot of people posting the famous quote where she said, "Don't get mad, get everything." So our condolences to Ivana Trump. She seemed like a very vivacious and fun and just lovely person. So I feel bad for all of the Trump family right now. Let's play a little bit here of Ron DeSantis, or as Gavin Newsom likes to call him, Ron DeSantos.
And it's not just, again, DeSantos.
DeSantos. He's talking here about schools and how you have a right to know what's being taught in classrooms, which goes directly against how a lot of Democrats feel right now. Can I have cut 29, please, Jared?
You have a right to know what curriculum is being used in your children's classrooms. And why someone would want to lock parents out of that, why they would not want parents to be involved in that, is really beyond me. But that's just something basic about being a parent. And you know, if they're doing things that violate state standards or that are inappropriate, you have the ability to raise those issues.
Yeah, you do. And I tell this story a lot, but when I was at a restaurant in my town, I met a woman who goes to all of the school board meetings, and she didn't even have any kids in the schools. She just went because she wanted to know what was being taught to the younger generation. And when you see all these Democrats who are highly educated and what they believe and, you know, what they preach when they get onto the floor of the Senate or, you know, even in these congressional hearings, you understand why it's so important to be involved in your children's education and to know what they're actually learning. Jared, one of the texters just pointed out that in that cut of the reporter asking the Saudi prince if he's going to apologize about Jamal Khashoggi's murder, that he heard a handler saying, "Walk, just walk." Did you hear that?
I didn't hear that specifically, but we can replay it because it's the normal shoe girls that make the trip. So,
if you don't know who the shoe girls are, those are the girls who say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you, please get out, he's leaving, thank you, shut the door, thank you." And so they're on. They are making their money this week with Joe Biden because he's wandering into all of these countries just wreaking havoc. Let's play that cut again.
Jamal Khashoggi, will you apologize to his family, sir?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you guys. Thank President you. Biden, is Saudi Arabia still you guys. President Biden.
No, 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 great. Yeah, right.
Very good by that texter 774. I did hear it the second time. Walk, just walk. And they're all directing Biden, but for some reason, no one directs him when he's leaving the stage. Because over the past, like, 2 or 3 days, he's had a lot of those awkward moments where he doesn't know which way to go, and then he shakes hands with the wind, and then he looks kind of perplexed. So I don't think people are, they're not giving him enough direction, or maybe he's just not remembering it once he gets out there. He did have this little flub today when he was bragging about all of the doses. I think what he was trying to say was how many vaccine doses we're going to give, but this is what came out, cut 15.
Respond to the pandemic, including donating more than 1 million doses of COVID-19 to the West Bank and Gaza.
Yikes, I don't like the sound of that. I do not like the sound of that. And he was going to take questions when he was at this hospital in East Jerusalem, but he was very clear that he would only take questions that were on topic. Cut 14.
If you have a question about hospitals and answers, if you don't, I'll do it privately.
I'll do it privately. Sure, Jan. I'm sure you'll take all of their questions in private. He likes to do those, though. There was a report out a few weeks ago. I think it was it might have been the New York Times, it might have been the Post, of someone who got to sit down with Biden and do an interview with him, but he couldn't say what they talked about. So all he could report on was what they had for lunch, and it was like a milkshake and a sandwich. So maybe he will talk to them privately. Who knows? The topic I want to go to in this last hour, because it keeps coming up, is I wanted to ask the audience here, the listeners, what you think of a current college education, because I can't help but note that all of these people in the Biden administration, they've been to Harvard, they've been to Yale, they've been to Georgetown, and they can't screw in a light bulb. And I have this conversation with some friends of mine, because a lot of my friends have young kids, 1, 2, 3, and they're, you know, they're starting to save up for the eventual day where they go to college. And a lot of guys I know, more so than women, will say to me, if my kid turns 18 and they're not like a stellar student and they don't really have an interest in studying, I'm going to tell them to go into the trades, or I'm going to tell them to, you know, I'll give you the money I save for your college and you can start a business or you can buy a house. And I wanted to ask people to call in and weigh in on this, because I do this once in a while. I think it's an interesting topic. And I think right now, when we have all these people who have no business experience destroying the country, I think it's a perfect Friday afternoon to talk about it. 844-500-4242. We are here at the 110 Grill in Plymouth. Please swing on by and see us. You can get a great meal. You can get buy a t-shirt, get a book. It's going to be a really fun rest of the day. So give yourselves a round of applause, and we will be right back.